Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Throwback Thursday, and it's a game day, Packers fans. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. We got two former Packers, the only show in the state of Wisconsin that you can do that. Talk about a Packer game with two guys that played for the green and gold. One of them's right here, Gary Ellerston, with some gusto today. Before the Uptown Motors green and gold postgame show tonight. Packers and Ravens. Gary, we're going to get into all sorts of this nonsense. But first off, just gut feeling, I'm excited to see Aaron Rodgers. Is that weird of me to say? I'm just excited to see Aaron Rodgers play some football.
No, I think he should be excited. I think all of state of Wisconsin, all Packer fans should be excited to see Aaron Rodgers' new offense, how it's going to work, what it looks like, how can he command it. I mean, it's something that, I mean, you look at the Green Bay Packers, they go through a huge change in the offseason, obviously, to get rid of Mike McCarthy, and we want something new, something fresh, something innovative, and they went out and got a McVay clone, so to speak, and with a new offense with the Rams, they get to the Super Bowl last year, and a young coach McVay really outthought himself and really lost it.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt.
Maybe if he runs Todd Gurley a little bit more and get him, and then they don't get there. So I think when you look at Aaron Rodgers, you want to see, because we know that Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Jared Goff.
He's also a better quarterback than Matt Ryan, who Matt LaFleur got to appear at a Super Bowl.
Right. So, and the Joker in Tennessee.
Mariota,
so
no doubt.
So we know that. So we just want to, what we want to see then. This offense should be like on warp speed. I mean, we don't have a Todd Gurley in this offense.
Sure.
Let's just get that straight. But we have an Aaron Rodgers in this offense, which the Rams don't have. So I'm anxious to see. I don't even think the Rams have a Devontae Adams.
No, they have some good wide receivers, but they don't have a top three in the game kind of wide receiver.
They don't have that. I mean, if you start looking at it, maybe they have a bunch of. Now, listen, if Geronimo Allison didn't get hurt last year, that joker was on pace to catch over 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm. He was shattering through a ceiling of a career year for him. And you're right, and it builds into a Devontae Adams conversation that fantasy football makes us all think about a little bit more.
Right.
And Devontae Adams has crowbarred his way into the top of that conversation.
Yes, no doubt
we'll get into
it.
The confident, concerned, and curious momentarily. We got Terry Ford from The Fan in Baltimore coming up this hour. Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette will join us at 3:48. We'll talk a little bit of Brewers here after a big win yesterday. And they're moving in the right direction, and especially they get a little bit of help last night from the Philadelphia Phillies. Adam McAlvey joins us at 4:35. Ben Fennell, at Ben Fennell, underscore NFL, 4:48. We start our film reviews with him. He's got a couple of things to watch for tonight that he picked up in the first preseason game. We'll get that. Mike Clemens joins us, as always, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:35. So we're jam-packed. We got Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Leroy Butler is going to leap in here, as he always does. And Gary Ellerston, for Badger and Packer running back. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. You can join it at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Email box is always open, live at 105.7fmthefan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen.
Never frozen.
Gary, this is never frozen, and confident, concerned, and curious. You guys have been doing this for almost a decade, getting people ready for Packers games and talking with Packers fans the day before the game. What are you feeling going into this game? I already gave you, I guess, my curious would probably be the easiest way to go. I'm just excited to see Aaron Rodgers. Like, we've been talking about this now for 8 months, so we're finally going to be able to get after it. I'm confident that you're going to see Aaron Rodgers because they told you that you are going to see Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But in a year of uncertainty, the second preseason game, what are you most confident you'll see tonight out of your Green Bay Packers?
The preseason is kind of weird because you don't know what you're going to see. I mean, I love to see Aaron Jones get a little lather. I love to see what he's got in this offense. But with him being so nicked up, I'm probably confident you're not going to see him very much.
Yeah. I would agree.
You know what I mean? I think you'll probably see Rodgers longer than you'll see Aaron Jones.
And some of that could be by design, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think that they don't – I mean, listen, he comes back to practice, and they say he was full go, ready to go, but I don't know if they trust him enough to work up a lather. Now, working up a lather, he probably shouldn't get 15 carries. But, I mean, I'd love to see him get at least 10 touches.
Sure.
Neither one of them are playing tonight. Jones or Jamal Williams, either one are playing.
See?
According to Mike Clemens, who was on Bill Michaels earlier today. He said neither one will play.
So we get Dexter Williams, once again, probably the leading back all day long.
Confident that you won't see Aaron Jones.
Confident you won't see 33.
Mike Clemens. But, because that's what you need. I mean, I don't know. They're treating him right now like they are afraid, and they are. I mean, they have more confidence right now in Rodgers playing for a quarter or a series than they do to hand the ball off to Aaron Jones.
Sparky, for you, what are you most confident you'll see tonight out of the Matt LaFleur-led Green Bay Packers?
Well, I'm pretty confident we're going to see Aaron Rodgers throw at least one touchdown pass, if not two touchdown passes tonight. They're saying he's going to play probably somewhere around a quarter, could be a little bit more. Maybe they get into the second quarter, depending on how many snaps he gets in the first quarter and how much he actually plays. I think you're going to start to see what this offense is all about and the possibilities that go along with it. Now, like we just discussed, you're not going to have those running backs back there to really show everybody everything you have. But if this is Jimmy Graham, I'm going to prove it to the world that everybody's been doubting me, and I'm going to take it to a different level. Okay, so here you go. Let's see what you have, Jimmy Graham. Robert Tonyan has been everybody's favorite here for the last couple of months, so let's see what Robert Tonyan does in this offense. You're going to see a lot of two tight ends, I believe, so we'll see how those guys play out. Wide receivers, listen, Jake Kumerow's still that guy that everybody's all excited about. He's still that guy that Rodgers is talking about. Plus, you have, as he was just talking about, Geronimo Allison to work in there with Devontae Adams. I think all three of those wide receivers can have decent nights tonight. That's a retooled Baltimore Ravens defense. Now, grant you, they've been a top defense for a number of years, but still a bit retooled. So I think there's going to be some learning on the job type stuff still for the Ravens tonight against this Packers offense, which is learning on the job itself. But for me, I just think, you know, the Rodgers revenge tour might start in earnest tonight, right away in preseason when he gets on the field to show everybody that he's going to be a beast this season.
I flip over to the other side of the football, and let me know what you guys think of this. I'm pretty confident that you're going to see the Green Bay Packers defense come out ready to fire. They had a lot of their starters or presumed starters sit out last week, and it leads off with Za'Darius Smith, the top free agent acquisition, Gary, that he's going back to a place that he played his entire career, albeit preseason, but the first time suiting up for a new team after you sign a deal like that in a place that you maybe didn't get the kind of run consistently snap-wise that you thought maybe you're worth.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see the Packers defense come out firing, talking, and making some big hits.
Well, you would love for that to happen. I think when, you know, yes, I think you look at Z, I mean, yeah. But I think if you just flip it on the defensive side of football for me, it may be this way for the next three games. I need to see Rashad Gary. Mm-hmm. And I need to see 52. The two Smith guys, I kind of know what they can do. I mean, I saw them play a little bit last couple years. I think they're still ascending players and they haven't reached their peak. But I just don't know what you have in Rashad Gary. I mean, here's a guy you took that was banged up, and then you go see what's the boy with the Clay Matthews type dreadlock with the golden hair, Steve? That's
Winovich. Winovich.
You see Winovich go play for
New England.
The Patriots and gets a sack right away. Now they'll tell you at Michigan or anybody that you want to talk to the reason why is it Winovich was so good, and who's the other kid, Bush? The reason why Bush and Winovich were so good was because of Rashad Gary was getting all these double and triple teams. That's why they got drafted in front of him. Well, let's see what you got in that big boy.
Also, Darnell Savage is going to be fun to watch. Now, he was one of the only guys that's going to start, presumably, play in the first preseason game. Sparky, I think this defense is going to come out with a little bit more something to prove each week we get into this preseason.
Yeah, I think you talk about this defense. It's going to be the first time you get these starters all on the field together, right? So, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith replacing Clay Matthews. And Nick Perry, everybody's hyped up to see, are these guys going to be better than what you have had in the last several years? Now, the unknown gets everybody excited a little bit, right? So we're going to have Terry Ford on at 248, and we've talked to him before about Za'Darius Smith, and he kind of threw out there, if I remember correctly, Gary, about Za'Darius Smith playing hard on every down and whether or not that was happening all the time in Baltimore. So that's one of the things that I'll be watching for. You know, how hard are these guys playing on that side of the ball? You got a rookie in Savage at safety. next to a newcomer in Amos. How good is a safety play? Brown's going to get to play again because there's no Kevin King again tonight. So he very well may end up earning this starting job, regardless if King is healthy or not before this whole training camp is done.
414-799-1250. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about going into Baltimore Ravens week two of the NFL preseason? Your Packers will have their starting staff play at least the first series or so, and Aaron Rodgers expected to play at least around the first quarter. And Sparky, I have a feeling where everybody leans in the concern category, especially when you're talking about preseason football. But for you, the ringleader of the Rodgers Revenge Tour, what are you concerned about tonight?
I'm not concerned about that as far as Rodgers goes.
Perfect.
Confident in Rodgers, not concerned. For me, I'm still concerned about what this offensive line is going to look like on the right side of the offensive line. Now, everybody can tell me about how great Billy Turner is. Billy Turner, my opinion, is just a rotation guy, right? I mean, he's a swing guy to come off the bench, fill
that's
in
right
roles
now,
where you need him.
You know.
Maybe I'll be wrong, but I don't think this is a Pro Bowl level type guard that you're getting, or a Pro Bowl level type tackle in Billy Turner. So for me, I want to see what this offensive line looks like. I'm pretty confident what the from center to left tackle.
Well,
I'm good
what's,
there.
What's Bulaga career? What's he?
Solid.
So Billy Turner probably can be solid.
We'll see if he's Bulaga.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. Can he be solid?
That would be great. I'd be excited if he was Bulaga as far as productivity and what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd take that for sure. If that's what he is at right guard, great. Love it. Big fan. If that's what he ends up being. So for me, I want to see what the right side looks like. You know, if Bulaga's going to play, can he stay out there without getting hurt for a whole quarter? That's something that for me is a concern, because they just don't have a ton of offensive line depth, in my opinion.
Right.
So right now, you can't be having injuries in preseason games before you get to week one against the Bears. So if I'm concerned about anything, it's the right side of that offensive line. A, how do they look when they're healthy, and B, staying healthy going forward.
And roles in that offensive line, Gary, seem to be slowly becoming defined after you release Jason Spriggs, a second-round pick from a few years ago, and basically give Alex Light the benefit of the doubt and say, you're going to be the backup swing tackle in this realm. That was a backup undrafted rookie last year that was kept on the team via potential, and now he's going to have to play a big role. For me, the concerning part is seeing how he does on the outside against big-time pass rushers. Now, there's no Terrell Suggs in this Baltimore Ravens defense. It's definitely rebuilt, but still, when you're getting beat twice in the first series last week, the depth on the offensive line, I'm with Steve, that's something that I'm very excited to see.
You already know what you're going to get from Baltimore, right? I mean, that's not going to change.
Heavy.
I mean, you're going to get a lot of different looks. They're going to come, because that's just who they are, and that's just how
that's
they play.
That's their DNA.
That's Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis and them passed down from years. So that's how they roll. So you know you're going to get their best. And so they're going to practice on what they're practicing on to try to get to the quarterback. And I don't think they're going to go away from that. Now, on the flip side of that, Mike Pettine's the same way. They just go and play. And I kind of like that. You work on what you need to work on, and you get your rush patterns down, those types of things.
We'll get into the
Conserious
things for our two guys here, Steve Sparky
like
Pfeiffer and Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, after the break. First off, though, confident, concerned, curious, what are you most feeling going into this game, Baltimore Ravens and Green Bay Packers, week two of the NFL preseason? We'll talk to Terry Ford out in Baltimore from the Fan at 248, Ryan Wood at 348, Ben Fennell at 448, and Mike Clemens at 535. The only place to talk Packers and Ravens is right here, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
For Farm Aid at a concert for America, here's Willie Nelson.
Little Willie Nelson, not much better than that. I do have a little bit of an issue with a Throwback Thursday. We'll get into that momentarily. 414-799-1250. It is a Throwback Thursday, guys. Before that, it's time for the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing. Benefit and give kids the world.
Benefiting.
It comes up September 25th at beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. It's your chance to golf with guys from the Fan and other local celebrities. And Gary Ellerson, a guy that played for the Wisconsin Badgers and the Green Bay Packers. He talks on the Wendy's Big Show right here. You hear him 2 to 6. You can play golf with him for just $125. It's a great day of golfing. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner provided. Perkins, Roberts, and Saz's are fine sponsors for food. You can get all the details now. Sign up right now today, 1057fmthefan.com. Perkins, Restaurant Bakeries Fan Charity Golf Outing, 13th annual. On a Throwback Thursday, we'll get the nominations now. I do have to say, with Willie Nelson, I understand, since Throwback Thursday, it's Farm Aid Acts today. The Farm Aid concert will be at Alpine Valley coming up in September. I will be attending. I'm very excited, but the issue is Willie Nelson is going to lead us off, but Willie Nelson will not be at Farm Aid anymore.
So he doesn't count then.
So let's sub in the new headliner, Luke Combs.
Yeah, I don't know about Luke Combs.
Country, right?
Country singer.
He better be country.
It's good.
He's legit. Yeah, I mean, listen around, you'll hear a lot of Luke Combs.
Yeah, your boy, good old KS, hit me up in my inbox today, asked me if I want to go to Farm Aid with you and...
So he slid into your DMs?
Yeah.
You want to go out with him or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like, would you? Who was I going?
I believe it's myself, Bart? J.O., and Ryan Horvath was Horvath. The last I checked.
Yeah, Horvath.
I'm not
yeah.
positive on the whole crew. I just know that.
Kay's going, too.
Luke Combs is going, so I'm excited.
Kay's going?
Yeah, she's going.
You're not
nice.
Going?
Nice.
Oh. Her and one of her friends, they're going together.
What was the...
Actually,
was the,
no, it's actually Kay and Billie Jean.
Okay, why
yeah,
is
here.
Going?
What was the...
Wasn't invited.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that a good answer?
That is a good answer.
Nobody invited me, so I'm not going.
If she invited you, would you go?
Billie Jean invited Kay to go, so they're going together.
But if they invited you, would you go? Is that not your thing? I'm just trying to figure out if it's your thing or not.
No.
That's not your
she
thing?
She deserves a girl's
Well, not
thing,
not
so.
Just deserves yeah, it. I'm just no, asking just like, now, is that your thing?
I'm not a big concert guy in general.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, we went to Eric Church. That was awesome. Like, he was really, really good. I'd go back and see him again. That was a great concert. But this is
at?
Like, I mean, this here. Man,
well, is this at?
This is at Alpine Valley.
Oh, this is stoner stuff, dude.
Correct.
It's going to be one heck of a party. That's for sure.
This is stoner
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so I'm good. I'll stay at home with Jackson.
So you're just. So is it because it's a big concert? There's gonna be a lot of people. There's just you're just not that interested.
I'm just not interested in no.
In Neil Young, John
no.
Cougar Mellencamp,
no.
your
I like,
boy.
I like John Cougar.
Yeah, I'm down with him. I like him.
You hear a little bit of Dave Matthews.
Not
along
is Dave
today?
Matthews gonna be there.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews
you know
is
he's
in as
one
well.
One of my favorites.
Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp. Was supposed to be Willie Nelson and Neil Young as well, but I believe Neil Young is still a part. And then Luke Combs will be the new headliner.
Luke
so.
Combs.
You would enjoy Luke Combs, I think. That's beer drinking music. That's for sure.
I got Willie Nelson, man. I mean, that guy just makes you sit back and relax.
It's
man.
Absolute classic too.
Yeah,
that's classic.
It's timeless.
That's no doubt.
That's why we're paying today. So can you make sure you give us our 30 seconds?
Oh, a full 30 seconds.
With Willie, please.
Maybe even 35.
Just make
I
sure
might
you give
be able to budget
30.
In
right, Steve?
An extra 5 seconds after.
Oh,
that.
You don't care.
Sure, Gary.
Okay.
Now, who won? I was actually I was on assignment last week, so I do not know who ended up winning, so who gets the first rightful vote. I don't want to
Mandela, who was
shorten
it that voted?
Anybody.
You guys?
No, wins? That was a Twitter
campaign.
Nominee,
okay.
Yeah.
So I will say, as I was on assignment, that I won last week's Throwback Thursday. My nominee will be the Steve Miller Band.
Okay.
Gary, for you.
Luke Combs.
Well, now, see, that's the issue. Luke Combs is a young dude, so I don't think we can do him exclusively.
Oh, okay.
But under the umbrella, I'm going to make an exemption.
No, you can't. No, there's no exemption.
There's no exemptions?
You got to follow those rules, too.
Okay.
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
Ooh, that's I like that.
You are white. Let's go with 90s boy bands.
Steve, you forget.
And he's the white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you forget I was born on a raised on a farm.
I know, on a ranch.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be nice. I was nice about farm. I was raised on a farm. that's a nice word.
Very nice word.
But
very nice word.
I was raised on a plantation.
Oh, plantation. Mm-hmm. I said ranch. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I knew
that.
Yeah, there's a difference between a farm, ranch.
Yeah, no.
Plantation.
I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, that plantation. Yeah. That plantation's got a different connotation.
Connotation, that's for sure. You can't necessarily just sing Born on the Bayou and cover that one up. Anthony Mandela on the other side. Let's sling over there. What are you getting for?
Let's go with Sublime.
Sublime, all right. How about it? We have a lot of Sublime Tickets. They will be in attendance in Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater.
I like
you can
Sublime.
Get your tickets all day long here, part of a Throwback Thursday. So that works out. Go with one of those or one of your own. Hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM The Fan.
I like Sublime.
On Twitter, where some reaction is already rolling in, Steve, on confident concern and curious for what you are most looking for in Packers-Ravens tonight.
You know, this is the thing. When you start getting into preseason games, and this is preseason game number two, and for Packer fans, this is a little bit different. We haven't seen Aaron Rodgers
at all
play like a full quarter in a while. Hasn't it been a while? Because McCarthy didn't have him playing full quarters that I can remember for like the last, what, two, three, 4 years?
Right.
Something like that? I mean, Trevor tweets at the Fan, preseason does not tell you anything. Just got to hope for no injuries.
We're true.
Okay, fine. See, and for me, that is true to a point.
True.
The difference is when you have a brand new offense, a brand new head coach, there is stuff to be taken away from this. It just, even from just from a fan standpoint, as far as why you turned the game on, maybe you didn't turn on the game last week. Okay, fine. But this week with the starters playing a quarter, doesn't this get you to the TV to turn on the TV? Is what you want to watch to see how Rodgers looks. Braden tweets at the Fan, confident there will be an overreaction tomorrow, either positive or negative. Braden, I guarantee you that will happen. Concerned about key players getting injured. Yep, well, we all share that. Braden says, curious how Dexter Williams looks at running back. How did he look to you, Gary?
Really good.
So far.
I think he's got a chance to make this team. He's your third running back.
Right, to have be a legitimate contributor to this team. I think he's already on the team, Gary. Do you buy that, or is he like already booked in at this point?
I like that Trey kid was doing pretty well, too, until he got
Trey Carson,
yeah. I liked him a lot.
He's been in the league for a little bit.
Yeah.
Brew Crew Fan, okay, tweets at the Fan, I'm confident that Za'Darius Smith is going to get after Lamar Jackson. I concur. You got to think he's amped up just a little bit to play the Ravens tonight. Mm-hmm. I know it's only preseason, but still, you'd think he'd be a little amped up for that, right?
It's also the first time he's putting on the new uniform.
True.
In a game-like setting. And even if you only go for two or three series, you are playing against your former team, the team that wouldn't pay you the money.
Absolutely. Concerned about Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. Okay.
Sure.
Curious about whether the tackling will be better tonight, Gary. How much improvement can you expect in tackling?
I think you'll see them a little bit better. I think because they don't do much live stuff.
Mm-hmm. Live.
Yeah, the first preseason game to me, I think, is just to get up to speed, like angles, stuff like that. I mean, when you're not tackling, and Jokers really ain't going for you just can't judge it. You just can't. So I think you'll see a little bit. The tackling will be better. I think you'll see each game the tackling get better. It should be better than what it was last week.
Somebody that was very good tackling last week, and he made a name for himself right away, was the 7th-round pick, Ty Summers. I'm curious to see how he follows up that performance.
Reminds me a lot of, what I tell you, the Joker that played for the Badgers.
Chris Borland.
Looks like that. Get to the ball, closing speed. I mean, he looks pretty good. Be anxious to see how he does in his second game.
What are you most curious about seeing tonight?
Well, curious would be, once again, 21 Savage. You know, is he playing Steve or not?
He will play.
Clemens
say he's playing?
I didn't hear Clemens talk about him.
Okay.
He was one of the only starters to play last week, too.
Yeah, that's curious. I'm curious about 21 Savage. I don't know what he's going to do, what he looked like, you know. I'm curious to see what that's going to look like back there in backfield. Now, is Kevin King still out?
Yes, he's not playing.
Okay.
Draws the side eye from newly leaped into the studio, Leroy Butler.
Throw it out there for Leroy.
I'm going to jump on curious right now.
Okay, let's start with your curious,
Leroy
Butler.
These two teams play similar defensive style. They're going to blitz a lot. I want to see how much. I mean, they bringing it. They got nothing to lose. I mean, these are uncommon opponents.
Uncommon.
I mean, and they want to bring five at any time, sometimes six. Aaron has to figure out where the hot guy is coming from. Don't get cute with it because they're going to hit you right in the ear hole and they don't care about a penalty. They just don't care. This is a big, strong physical defense that's a good test for this offense. But for some reason, if he figured out where this one guy is coming from, you're going to see some wide open receivers tonight. Wide open. Because that's how what the defense is. It's just one of these, you know, bend or break. I like it in a way, but it puts the quarterback on message. Just make sure his five guys can either change protection or the running back's got to be able to block. Does Dexter Williams kid look good last week? Can you block? Can you block? And it may be a guy bigger than you. Cut him. Now you can do some screen plays. So I'm very curious. Because there's no way of dialing back a 3-4 or a 4-3 defense that has an attacking style like the Ravens.
Well, sure, and especially if you're only going to run three down. I mean, you guys would be able to speak to this better than I would. You know somebody's going to come pretty much every other play.
Yes.
You're going to add at least a fourth rusher in that sense.
Yeah.
So it's going to come from somewhere. Dexter Williams blocking in the pass game is something, Leroy, that I didn't necessarily think of. That's a good point.
You know, that's the thing. You weren't put in those positions. It's hard to judge him, but that's the way you can stop a back. Because we used to say, how do you stop Barry Sanders making blocks? Well, Barry Sanders can do it all. He'll cut you, get up, catch a screen pass, and take it for 90. So you got to be careful. If he blocks you, you stay with him. You don't go to the quarterback. You stay with him. He's going to learn that. And this is a great opportunity for him and all the other backs, especially the fullbacks, because I would, if it was me, I'd play multiple tight end sets with a fullback tonight and just line up one wide receiver, Davante Adams, all tight ends and fullbacks and running back, and you pound the football and try to hit him over the top with play action. That's the kind of stuff people are going to expect in this particular offense that they necessarily didn't have. Because people are still asking me while I'm out, what's the difference in these offenses last year and this year? You'll get a chance to see that tonight.
And it was a staple in Mike McCarthy's offense is when Rodgers would be back in the shotgun if there wasn't a tight end, that maybe that running back staying in would be one of the fullbacks. I'm excited to see later on in the year if Matt LaFleur adopts that style as well with Rodgers in the shotgun. Sparky, for you, you're most curious about what tonight?
I'm waiting for Jamal Moore to break out finally at some point. Please, 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 Lord, please, at some point, can I see really what this kid is all about?
He's had a good week of practice.
Please, I just want a breakout game. Mandela last week on Friday was just him and I during the 5 o'clock hour doing Great Lakes Dragway pick and lane, so we were over confident, concerned, curious. He was confident somebody was going to have a breakout game in that game, and he did. Summers had that breakout game at linebacker for the Packers last week. I'm hoping it's Jamal Moore this week. I'm hoping. Because you can just see the talent in that kid, and he cannot put it together to save his soul.
Or he's going to get cut. Or he's going to be on the practice squad.
Right. Sure. One or the other. Yeah. Or he's going to get traded, but nobody's going to want him at this point because he hadn't done enough to even get traded. So I'm curious to see if Moore finally has that breakout game we've all been waiting for.
414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Terry Ford from The Fan in Baltimore joins us at 248. Coming up next, we'll talk about a decision by the NFL to partner with somebody that they don't like to go and co-op with people that write diss tracks about him. Roger Goodell puts that behind him, and maybe it's for the best. Maybe it's just for a good look. We'll get into that next.
Good old KS are requesting to know what Leroy's throwback is so he can send out the tweet for throwback
Mariah
Thursday.
Carey. Thank you, good old KS. I'm glad he helped me out with that. I want Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey for week number two. You're trying that.
Yes.
All right.
You tried that last week, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a vote?
No.
One vote. Right. One vote.
I mean, if people don't know Tyler, I'm here to help them.
That's why
you can't get past Waylon Jennings because.
Stop it.
You know what I said? Waylon Jennings.
Oh, by the way, Drake, the only one to chart 200 songs, by the way, while you still count.
Chart 200 songs?
Yeah.
Let me count the money, Leroy, because that's what you
taught
me.
See, that's what's wrong with black folks. I always try to go money.
That's what you taught me, Leroy.
That's
what you taught me. Let me count the money. Let me count the money, Roy. I learned that from you. I learned that from you, Roy. Let me count the money. I won't just assimilate.
You don't have
bank account.
You don't even know what's in this bank account.
I know.
So we need to listen to that.
I know it more than his.
Talking to two broke guys.
I know
it
more than his.
We don't know what he got.
Who's broke?
Me and Gary.
You need to stop.
And put dead on the front of mine.
Dead broke.
Even two broke guys could call Gina Della and she could get him a good deal at Pelican Windows and Doors.
We always talk about our friend Gina Della from Pelican Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We love her so much, guys. And now it's time for you guys to meet her. That's right.
Ooh.
The new Pella Experience Center's grand opening is next Friday.
Very nice.
And the Big Show will be there from 2 to 6.
Hey.
19030 West Blue Mound Road behind Cops. Come in and see us. Meet Gina Della from Pella and see, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and doors. You know, fall and winter is just right around the corner, and now is the time to get your house ready for that. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have great deals going on during the grand opening. So come see the big show and hang out with us and the great team from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Friday at the Pella Experience Center, 19030 West Blue Mountain Road, or go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
I wish I could read like that.
What, cleanly and concisely?
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty solid, Gary.
Memorize mine and chop it up and make it funny. You come,
Gary, can just come in here and freestyle it?
Well, you went to Wisconsin.
Similar like Jay-Z. We'll talk Jay-Z and Rock Nation next, when he's Big Show on the Fan.
Scarecrow on the wooden cross, blackbird in the barn. 400 empty acres that used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did, my grandpa cleared his land. When I was 5, I walked the fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land for the nation, this land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Crops grew last summer, weren't enough to pay the loan.
John Mellencamp on a throwback Thursday. We got tickets to Sublime for the people that tweet using the hashtag #BigThrowback. Now, young lady Kelly had tweeted in using hashtag throwback Thursday. No. Au contraire, it is hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM The Fan. That's how you can
give
get eligible
pass,
for those tickets.
Give her a pass. No, don't be that much of a...
I'm not trying to be mean. She also nominated Wu-Tang. So, I mean, in that sense, I'm...
Oh, that's a good one. That,
yeah, so, I mean, I'm definitely going to be interested. So, I just want to know. Kelly, go... Use the hashtag big throwback.
Yeah, you
at
need to get that up,
though,
Kelly. So switch it real quick.
Let's switch that up, and we can be locked in, ready to go. On Twitter, also earlier today, at Leap36. That's how you follow our guy, Leroy Butler. We have two former Packers in here on the Wendy's Big Show every day. Leroy Butler put out a tweet teasing something that you wanted to talk about with the Rock Nation partnership, Jay-Z and the NFL. There were a couple of guys that you felt should have been a part of it that weren't.
Yeah, to me, it's a spectacle. This is what should have happened to, behind closed doors, by the way, before this all should have came up. Jay-Z is not even part of the conversation. The conversation, the three people should have been there with them: Colin Kaepernick, somebody to represent the police, and somebody to represent the military. It ain't got nothing to do with Jay-Z. The NFL needs to come to grips with those are the parties that really got everything that's out of whack. Leave the politicians out of it. They have nothing to do with it. Okay? And then I will go so far, but it'll never happen,
so
Gary.
Far.
I have somebody to represent the fans. Because they got some fans felt a type of a way, either way. It'll be hard to find one person to represent the fans. It would be. But if those people can't come together, then Rock Nation just doing this to make money, man. It's a halftime thing. If you sign with Rock Nation, their group is going to be doing it. That ain't going to help no social justice. Nothing. Just to me, I'm like, why are y'all really doing this? If Colin Kaepernick wasn't going to be involved. Now, allegedly, somebody said that he talked to Colin Kaepernick. Read a statement from him. Hey, man, listen, here's a statement from him. Have him there. Have the police there. Because people think that we hate the police. That's a lie. And I hate saying that word. We love the police. Matter of fact, I love them so much. You think them six officers in Philadelphia running in there from this fool shooting? They running towards the bullets. We love the police. But for some reason, when that happened, it started to split a little bit. Like, we're against the... No, we're not against the police. We love the police more than anything. Matter of fact, I was up in the North Woods for United Way, way up in Rylander. That's when I talked to you. I saw some training that the guys do in the academy. I love the police. And don't let me get emotional about the military. We love the military. It's just that all that got out of whack because it was all political. If those people are not part of the conversation, what conversation are you really having? This just me. Now, I ain't speaking on behalf of Intercom or the guys on the show. Mm-hmm. It's just me. If you really want to put it to bed, otherwise, don't even do nothing. Everything was died down. You don't need, you know, Rock Nation. You don't need to do that NFL. Just keep it moving. But if you're not going to bring the Kenny Steeles of the world, bring him in. If you're not going to bring somebody, the police commissioner, especially that one I saw, the one in Philly, I'd love to sit down and talk to him. Maybe a police commissioner.
Sure.
Our guy right here in Milwaukee. My godmother, I mean, Julia Witherspoon has been in the police force for 30, 40 years. I hope I didn't go too far, godma. Sorry. Love the police. We do something called Cops and Kids. People don't even know about it. Police sitting down helping kids read. It's amazing. If they're not in the headline, I'm not interested in seeing this. Y'all have fun with it. I don't even know how it's going to work. I looked at some of the details of it. I just don't know what was the point of billionaires, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. and NFL coming together to talk about something that if they really wanted to fix, bring the people who were affected. Colin Kaepernick, he was affected. The police, they were affected.
Right.
The military was affected because everybody was going at each other. So until that gets, like, get in the same room and sit down and talk about it, It's just basically was
a money grab.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
So
come
it's,
on,
it's
man.
For the look instead of the action.
Well, not even that. I mean,
because Jay-Z's quote says to take it all back. I think we forgot what Colin's whole thing was.
Right.
It was to bring attention to social injustice.
Right.
Correct. In that case, this is a success.
Well, it's a money grab, and so you know, Jay-Z's making money on the back of Colin Kaepernick. Basically, Colin Kaepernick sacrificed more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Why isn't he at the table? And so basically, and so now Colin, what he did is paying off for a lot of other people.
For a lot of other people,
right?
Absolutely.
Now, it's not like Colin's not making any money. Now, I don't know, and here's the thing. I don't know if Colin didn't want to be at the table or he wanted to ask the bit, because he really hadn't done any interviews. We don't know.
True.
We really don't. We're just kind of assuming or just kind of writing our own narrative about this stuff with Colin. But to me, Colin should have been at the table if he were asked, I thought, and he wasn't. And so to me, it feels like a money grab on Jay-Z's part on the back of Colin Kaepernick. Now I heard that Jay-Z talked with Colin before they went in and all that, but I just don't know why Colin isn't. If he asked to be at the table, I don't know why he wouldn't be.
Why he wouldn't be there, right.
At the table.
Does,
I don't know if he was
strange.
Asked to be. See that? And that's,
sure.
And so that kind of rubs you a little bit, too, because you don't know really. You know where Colin stands on this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were also a lot of rumors out that Colin really didn't want to play football anymore. I mean, like, there was rumors that he turned down a deal, and that those rumors are not true. I think it was with Baltimore or somebody.
Well, Philly too. They had a
and that was far from the truth. But we just haven't heard from Colin. We don't know what his stance really is. But Leroy, you're right. But they should have asked him and give him the right to say no. You're right. Kenny Steeles should have been at the table. Reed should have been at the table.
Those two are the ones that I find
curious
grassroots. Why they're not there. Right.
They're grassroots. We had Kenny Steeles on our show.
Oh, that's
before.
Nephew.
Yeah,
that's my godson. And that's my nephew.
Right, that's my godson. So we've had him on our show, and I don't know what Jay-Z's going to do. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I don't. I mean, I know, maybe get some halftime shows or something like that. I don't know, dude.
Well, and that definitely appears to be
something. And that don't mean nothing to me.
In a Jay-Z song, he rapped the I Turned Down the Super Bowl and You Don't Need Me, or I Don't Need You, You Need Me. And in that conversation, it sparks a stranger controversy.
Very
where you're
strange.
Right. The three of the guys that were most affected and put their livelihood on the line weren't at the table. So it's going to only escalate from here, and the conversation is only going to continue. The Rock Nation and NFL partnership. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll go to Baltimore, talk with Terry Ford on The Fan in Baltimore next. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Close to me and you come.
feeling like that.
In a boy's dream.
Stevie Wonder. What is he doing?
That's like little Joe Cocker, little Stevie Wonder, little Dave Matthews.
But what you know what's legitimate though when he's
video.
The real singers know how to sing with the hands too. The classic R&B is just the reach and grab. You know somebody's about to really do something if they come out here. The double hand reach, point, and then the grab on in.
Yes,
they're going to hit that high note, that's for sure. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Big throwback, hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan on Twitter. It's a throwback Thursday. We have the Farm Aid performers. We've heard from Willie Nelson. Now, that Dave Matthews, also John Cougar Mellencamp. Now, we hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and hear from Terry Ford from 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Terry, appreciate the time joining us today.
What's up, Terry?
For Ravens and Packers.
No problem. I just want to hear more about the reach back.
Well, you know that, Terry. When you reach on out and then you pull it on back, that's when somebody's really going to do it. Like Ray J did a lot of that when he's singing. You can also see a lot of different guys from maybe the 60s and 70s. Temptations are big reach on in guys. Pull on in guys.
Yeah, pull them on in.
What are we seeing on Za'Darius Smith? He's going to have his first opportunity to play against his former team tonight. What should Packer fans expect?
I guess I'm guessing he's going to. It's a preseason game and it's August, but I guess he should be jacked a little bit to come back to M&T Bank Stadium and play against a team that didn't want to offer him a big hefty contract. So I could see him being juiced a little bit and playing in Pettine's defense, which is kind of attacking a little bit like Wink Martindale. So maybe Za'Darius can get himself a sack and do a little dance and enjoy himself. They might see a little pumped up Za'Darius Smith maybe.
Let's talk about Lamar Jackson, because that's the guy that everybody's going to be watching. I was just reading an SI piece that said he's added some muscle to his frame since last year and has looked good so far in training camp on the short to intermediate throws, maybe struggling a little bit on their longer throws. But this is going to be a different offense than what Joe Flacco ran with Greg Roman as offensive coordinator.
Absolutely. Fellas, the Lamar mania is just nuts here. I mean, there are media people keeping stats of Lamar playing catch with ball boys.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's nuts here.
I love it.
It's crazy. And you're right. You hit it on the head, though. All these people are talking about Lamar Jackson. I get asked all the time, so what's he going to do this year? Is he going to complete more passes? How's he going to play? And I'm like, why don't we wait and see what offense he's in? Because this offense is going to be totally different. Greg Roman has built this offense around Lamar Jackson's strengths and his skill set, which is what you should be doing. It's very smart. John Harbaugh even throws out it's going to be revolutionary and change the NFL. And you're not going to see that tonight. You're not going to see that offense in August. We won't see that offense until September against the Dolphins. So I'm very interested to see what kind of offense they're building around Lamar Jackson and his special skill set. But he looks more comfortable throwing the ball this year. And that's the one thing. Last year he got thrown in the middle of the season, and he wasn't comfortable, especially throwing the football from the pocket. So everything, he looks a lot just more comfortable. And that's really, to me, the number one thing you want from him.
Yeah, here's what I don't get, though. Are they planning on running him at least 10 to 12 times a game, I heard?
Leroy, I'm going to tell you something.
This is Gary.
That's what they're saying.
This is Gary.
And Leroy, you know this.
No, this is Gary.
Don't tell the truth.
It's not Leroy. This is Gary. Not Leroy.
Oh, sorry, Gary.
Yeah.
Gary, you know that's something coaches always talk about, right? You can't really believe everything they say.
Right.
But I'm going to say this.
Say this.
Just me, the football fan,
the
quarterback takes off and becomes a running back and leaves the protection of the pocket and runs up the field, the more you're opening yourself up to get hurt.
That's right.
And that is the big thing for me, and I've talked about it since last year, watching him run the ball 15, 20 times, is, he put on some muscle this year, about 10, 15 pounds or whatever, but he's not Cam Newton, guys.
Right.
No,
and
good point.
So that's something that's not talked about enough. And, he might run smarter, but he's still a guy that wants to make plays with his legs. He's not looking to slide and run out of bounds. But if he's going to run, he's got to run smarter like a Russell Wilson. He can't think it's Louisville playing Duke.
Talking with Terry Ford, looking at the Baltimore Ravens here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Terry, I do want to talk about the big acquisition, Mark Ingram. I mean, what's he going to do for these guys? Because you're going to have to run the football, of course, but if they're going to run a lot of ride and decide and misdirection stuff, Talk about his acquisition coming over from New Orleans.
I like it if they use him like they used him in New Orleans. You know, he was 1A and 1B with Alvin Kamara. So Ingram wasn't toting the rock 20-plus times a game. He was getting, what, maybe 12 to 15 carries or touches. And, I mean, he was very good. He was averaging between, what, 4.7 and 5 yards a carry because I thought he used him in the right way. And if they use him here like that, and they've got, you know, a back from last year, Gus Edwards is going to get some totes, and they've got a young rookie fourth-round pick, Justice Hill, who's going to, you know, catch passes out of the backfield and, you know, get some runs or draws or in passing situations. So if Ingram is going to get 15 runs a game roughly or 17, I think he can be really productive for them. But I don't think you can ask him to be like a 20-plus carry guy. But using him the right way, I think he can really help.
Yeah, I think Justin Tucker is going to go through the same thing as Crosby. Do you want to keep your veteran kicker? But I want to go through the Earl Thomas acquisition. That seemed to be one of the – I didn't see a landing spot for him with Baltimore. It seemed to be they want to intensify their defense and kind of do what the Hall of Famer Ed Reed did, a safety that can roam around the middle field and deliver hits. How's he been able to come with the team?
Well, he's looked – I mean, the beginning he was still kind of breaking off the rust and he had a little bit of a limp going, but as training camp has gone on, he's looked a lot better. And, guys, you know, you've watched Earl Thomas. If Earl Thomas is 90% of what Earl Thomas has been, Earl Thomas is going to be fabulous for the Ravens. You know, the turnover game comes into play because Earl Thomas picks off passes. The Ravens had trouble with picking off passes last year. So, Thomas, here's the stat real quick. Earl Thomas played in 4 games last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would have led the Ravens in interceptions.
Wow.
Okay, so that's point one. Point two, what Earl Thomas does, now Tony Jefferson can play to Tony Jefferson's strengths. And Tony Jefferson is more of a come up in the run game and hit you in the face thumper. He's not a guy to play the pass. That's not his strength. He's more of a guy to come up to the line of scrimmage and play closer up to the line. So Earl Thomas will help Tony Jefferson play to his strength and not have to be back there helping out like Jefferson had to do with Eric Weddle last year.
Mm-hmm.
Tom and Terry Ford of 105.7, the Fan out in Baltimore, here on the Fan in Milwaukee. Well, what about John Harbaugh and the job he's done? Obviously has a Super Bowl ring and all that fun stuff, but hasn't had that much success in the last couple of years with Flacco as his quarterback. Where is the fans' patience level with Harbaugh?
Oh, wait a minute, real Terry, I want to follow up with Steve. That's a good question. Because wasn't he on the hot seat before they sent Flacco out and Lamar that transition? Wasn't he on the hot seat and all of a sudden they're in the playoffs?
Well, you guys hit it on the head right there. Going into last year, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti used to do this end-of-the-year press conference, State of the Ravens thing. And going into last year, Bisciotti basically said he thought about firing Harbaugh after that season. Because the Ravens, and you guys kind of just, you know, you nailed it. After the Super Bowl, the Ravens have been a 500 team. And they only made the playoffs one time since winning the Super Bowl until last year. And the Ravens were rolling along at another mediocre 500 kind of clip, just like they had been, and then Joe Flacco gets hurt. And then Lamar Jackson comes in. And all of a sudden, this team goes on a heck of a run and makes the playoffs. I think that saved Harbaugh's job. I think, you know, you can only live on your Super Bowl for so long, guys. And when you're 500 for, what, 5 or 6 years, and you've only made the playoffs one time, you and your Super Bowl ring might be looking for a new job.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So really right now, depending on how they do with Lamar Jackson, I'm assuming this is a year or two deal, and if this Lamar Jackson experiment doesn't work or he can't stay healthy running this offense, then it's probably sayonara to both of them and they start over.
Yeah, they're tied together. They are linked. And if the Lamar Jackson era does not work out well, the Lamar Jackson experiment, whatever you want to call it, doesn't work, you know, Lamar and John will be leaving together. They'll be probably taking the same Uber. So, yeah.
That's a good one, Terry.
Terry Ford joining us here on The Fan in Milwaukee. He's from The Fan in Baltimore. Terry, appreciate the time, man, as always. And it should be a fun game, even though it'll be fun for about a quarter and a half.
Exactly. Then we can all go to sleep or drink. Absolutely.
I vote
my
sleep.
Kind of guy. Terry Ford. Thanks, man. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Get an update from Mike Clemens. And we're back with Chris Carter. Another one jumping on the bandwagon. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.